Hi, this is Barry Liss at Informs, the Institute for Operations Research in the Management Sciences. You're listening to Science of Better, a series of podcasts about ways that analytics and math modeling help people like you and organizations like your own. Over the past couple years, Informs has been gradually transforming itself from a professional society associated with operations research to one whose important new definition is summed up in the word analytics. Are OR and analytics the same? What do OR people need to know to readjust their career to one in analytics? In today's segment, we speak with Matthew Liberatore and Wenhong Lol of Villanova University School of Business. Together, they've written a study called The Art and Science of Practice, a comparison of technical and soft skill requirements for analytics and OR professionals. It appears in the March issue of the Informs Journal Interfaces. Professor Liberatore, welcome to the Science of Better.
Thank you very much, Barry. Glad to be here.
Professor Lowe, welcome.
Same here.
Just to make sure we are talking about the same things, let me ask you, Professor Liberatore, how do you define operations research, how do you define analytics, and what do you see as the difference between them?
Operations research is the science of the better, as you've said, but it's also the science of making better decisions and the science of problem solving to improve organizational performance. Analytics really is all about using data and analyzing data to improve organizational performance and improvement. So they're clearly related. I think the main difference is that analytics starts with data and is all about the use of data to inform decision making and improve organizations. Where operations research is more about the focus on specific problems and formulation and solution of problems that are important to organizations. So there's clear overlap, but there is kind of a difference in focus.
And are the people in the two fields different? Professor Luo, what would you say?
I would agree with Matt, but also I'd like to add that I think traditionally OR has been focused on more the modeling aspect of improving decision making, and analytics that involves a lot more data and using data as kind of the great input for derived techniques for decision making. So in a way, you may argue that analytics almost kind of encompasses the OR.
Okay. I know that there are constant arguments within technical fields about
right.
which encompasses the other, and it's interesting to see it that way. And I'm sure that I believe that you've polled Informs members on that very question in a previous study, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. And we give a choice of three possibilities, whether OR includes analytics, or analytics includes OR, or analytics OR are the same. I think the majority would agree that analytics kind of encompasses OR.
So often in specialized fields today, we hear about technical skills and soft skills. I think people know what we mean by technical skills, but sometimes we think we know what soft skills are, but we don't really. So, Professor Liberatore, what are soft skills and why are they important?
Well, you know, the soft skills are important because it's one thing to complete an analysis, but it's another thing to actually communicate that analysis and get it implemented within the organization. And if you've not done that, if you've not been able to accomplish that, then you really, all your effort has been for naught. So communication skills, understanding the business context and organizational context of the problem and being familiar with that is very important in actually both in operations research and in analytics. I think also, you know, how to better manage an engagement, how to better manage a project is very important. It's a very important soft skill that is necessary. What we found in our study is that the technical skills are important to both. However, in analytics, there was more emphasis in terms of importance on things like being able to present the data, business knowledge, communication, and then problem recognition and formulation skills. But those are the two areas, the formulation and recognition skills, that I think traditionally, and even confirmed by our study, that are seen to be the most important skills on the softer side within operations research.
And I think we're going to get into a little bit more the distinctions as we delve into your study. But writing this scholarly paper, you started out by reviewing what had already been written about the two fields before going on to analyze a study that was done at Informs. And when it comes to operations research, those who are at all familiar with the field figure that the most important technical skill you need is math. And Professor Lowell, would that be an oversimplification?
Well, I think it's maybe a little bit more beyond. Math is definitely the most important set of skills that are required for OR professionals traditionally. And I think on top of that, I think skills like simulation, modeling, and others that also need the statistics. So statistics and math is probably the two the most important skill sets for OR professionals.
With a heavier emphasis, I think, on optimization and simulation, more on the prescriptive modeling. I mean, if you think about science of the better, what's that all about? It's about optimization. So, I mean, that's kind of been the thrust, although, of course, in OR, simulation is a major tool as decision analysis and as optimization. But I think when you kind of look at analytics, The difference is a heavier emphasis on data skills, data processing skills, statistical skills, data modeling skills, data mining skills. Now, where it gets less clear is that, I mean, all of these skills are important in both fields. It's just a question. It becomes a question more of what's the priority within a given field, and what are the skills that are assumed to be more important. I think what's happened within analytics is I think much of the analytics work and skill set now is focused more on the data handling, the more the descriptive modeling, statistical and data mining. But I think what's going to happen is I think that is going to evolve, where down the road you're going to see more use of simulation, which is also frankly a descriptive modeling technique, but you'll see more use of simulation, and you'll begin to see more use of optimization.
So you're saying the two fields might come even closer together in the future?
I think they will, and what I see in my own view of this is that I really see eventually a convergence. I see a convergence of what I call, a professional analyst. Okay, a professional analyst of the future. It's going to be hard to really distinguish, are they an analytics-oriented analyst, or are they an operations research-oriented analyst? I think it's going to be a person that has a set of skills, an expanded set of skills, more like what we've described and seen in the analytics space. But I think those people will also begin to have skills in optimization as well, and prescriptive modeling, which they don't tend to have as much now. But I kind of see the evolution moving in that direction.
This is Barry List, and you're listening to the Informs podcast, Science of Better. Today's guests are Professor Matthew Liberatore and Wenhong Lol. They are comparing traditional operations research and analytics. You write in your study that the required skills for analytics depend on the role that the analytics pro will play. And you look at three different roles that an analytics professional can have. Professor Lowe, would you like to go into that?
Yes. So in addition to, I think, for the analytics, I think what you see is there can be a lot of division of labor when it comes to an analyst. So we classify the analysts into three groups. The first one is we call them as a research analyst. So those are the people you can think about the traditional, I would say the traditional OR specialists. So they are specializing in building models and building methods.
These are your PhDs, the people
right.
with more education.
That's right. So they are the ones kind of building the engine. And then the second group, we call them as the application analysts. So those are the ones that actually maybe taking the engine and customize it and then putting to work, putting to the cars and putting into a business situation. And those are the people probably need a little bit more skills in implementation, more skills in soft skills. And the third group are we call them as the user analysts. So those are actually the users. So in a car situation, so those are the drivers. Those are the ones actually applying the technology and to solve business problems and improving the decision-making process.
So they're the most practitioner-based of all three.
That's right. So if you look at this spectrum of the analysts involved, definitely they will have different kind of emphasis in terms of the skills, both hard skill, technical skills, as well as soft skills that's required. And I think this is one of the big distinction between the skill requirements for analytics versus for OR.
So let's turn to what you did in terms of a study done by Informs and your analysis of it. And you've been studying a survey of Informs members for insights into the two professions. What was the survey that you looked at?
Well, we did a survey that had a couple of purposes. And we've reported on some of the results in prior Interfaces articles, but the purpose of the survey was to first begin to gauge what level of understanding Informs members had about analytics and the differences between analytics and operations research and the similarities and their knowledge of that. Secondly, also talking about getting their views on Informs moving into the analytics profession. And originally, it was under some discussion within Informs as to whether or not and to what extent Informs would get involved in the field of analytics. And subsequent to that, obviously, it's clear that Informs has taken a significant position within analytics. And I think the goal for Informs is to become the best analytics professional organization in the world. And so, you know, that becomes now part of the mission. So we wanted to understand the views of the membership on that, what they saw as the benefits, risks, and opportunities of that, and their support of that. But then along with that, we also wanted to probe a little bit deeper into their understanding of the differences and similarities between the fields of analytics and operations research in terms of skill mix, which led to this particular paper.
Now, so your previous papers dealt more with advising Informs on its future, and this one is looking at the two fields?
Yes. The previous articles, the first one really was more trying to lay out the origins of analytics, how it's evolved, what its focus is, and beginning to see the differences between analytics and OR. The second one was really targeted more towards the views of the Informs membership about OR, about Informs moving into the analytics space, and the opportunities and potential pitfalls of that. And then this paper, the one that we're focusing on today, is taking part of the data and focusing on the differences between the technical and soft skills between analytics and OR. And we only use the responses of individuals that rated themselves as very knowledgeable about both fields. So
you have an educated group who know what they're talking about.
Exactly. The idea is not just to get, you know, anybody's view, but only those that
that have feel they have a pretty strong understanding of the two fields.
And you gave the people taking the survey a list of 9 or 10 technical skills.
Absolutely.
And you asked them which they needed in each field. And did the skills match up fairly closely between the two fields?
Well, it's interesting when you look at the results. All of the skills, as I kind of mentioned earlier, all of the skills that we listed were found to be important in both fields, but the relative rankings of importance were significantly different between the two fields. So, from the perspective of the quantitative skills, for example, from the analytics space, statistics followed by data visualization, data management, data mining, okay, those were the top four, in order, the top four fields within analytics. However, in OR, it's very different. In OR,
it's the bottom four.
Yeah, it's the other four. It's really optimization, programming, simulation, and decision analysis are the most important. So, and this confirms what we believe to be the case, that from an emphasis point of view, it's the more traditional skills that are important in OR, the traditional quantitative skills. But the other side of the matter is that even though the emphases are very different, both fields really recognize the importance of this broader set of skills, and along with risk analysis, which was found to be no real differences between analytics and OR. Both found that to be important.
So does it sound like the OR people are dealing with more one-off problems that should be analyzed, whereas the analytics people are dealing with the day-to-day running of the enterprise, or is that not quite right?
Well, I think you're kind of in the right direction. OR seems to typically be focused on more well-defined problems and more well-defined issues that have to be addressed. So I think that part is right. Analytics will tend to be dealing with broader issues in the organization, and many of which are ongoing. So it will tend to tie more closely into the fabric of actually running the business or running the organization.
Professor Luo, you found a lot more agreement between the two fields when the subject of soft skills came up. And what did the respondents say were the top five soft skills for each?
Yeah, that's interesting. Because for soft skills, actually, if you look at the top five top skills, they are the same for analytics and OR, although the ranking within the top five may be a little bit different. So things like data presentation, communication, knowledge about the business, that ability to recognize problems and formulate problems. So those are the skills, soft skills, that seem to be all important for both analytics and OR. And so they also agree on the bottom five as well, what are important. So it's kind of interesting if you look at the hard skills, the OR and analytics, almost the opposite, the top four technical skills that's important for analytics are the bottom four, or the least important technical skills for OR, and the top five most important skills for OR are the least important skills for analytics. And for soft skills, on the other hand, they all agree. So that tells us that as far as the implementation is concerned, both professionals kind of agree on what kind of skills are needed.
As you mentioned earlier, the rankings were different within the top five.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas OR would see formulation and recognition as the most as the two most important skills. Within analytics, it would be data presentation, communication, tied with business knowledge to be the most important skills.
Would you like to give an example of the kind of typical problem that each of these people would deal with as a way of contrasting the two?
Well, a typical problem that an OR person would deal with would be, for example, route optimization. You know, you're trying to find the best way to move your product through a transportation network or through a supply chain. So that's kind of a very highly focused kind of problem, you know, amenable to kind of optimization and perhaps simulation methods within OR. So the key there really is formulation and solution. Analytics might be dealing with the problem of trying to improve a business process, maybe, and that might cut across a couple of different functions, for example, within the organization. So, you know, in that role, understanding of the business issues and being able to better communicate those kinds of business concepts as it would affect the analysis, I think, become a lot more important. And so the problem may not be quite as focused. And maybe it's perhaps a little bit broader base than what you might find in the first example that I gave.
We only have time for one or two more questions. So tell me, what are the main takeaways? If you're in OR and want to get a job in analytics, for example, what should you do?
That's a good question. I think the OR analyst already has a pretty strong leg up. They have a lot of useful and important quantitative skills. I think they probably have to perhaps improve their data handling skills, both in terms of being able to understand how to access data and within the organization. So they need to kind of improve in that area if they don't already have that skill, data access skills. They probably need to become a little bit more familiar with some of the data mining methodologies and perhaps develop a little bit a stronger sense of understanding of business in terms of the business relationships and factors within the organization, as well as communication skills. So those would be the areas that I would kind of pinpoint.
And did you have anything to add to that, Professor Lebon?
I think they should be thinking about how they want to position themselves. And so we identify those three groups of analysts. So whether they want to be a researcher, they want to be an application analyst, or they want to be a user analyst. And then based on their own positioning, they can assess what kind of skills they have and how they would match to the type of analyst they want to be. And also, I think another factor is I have to look at the organizations that you're working in, that you're working with, and the kind of organizational structures and how analytics is being organized is also going to be a major impact on what kind of additional skills they want to acquire.
And how about the education side of all this? If you were designing a new program from the bottom up, what would you include in terms of how you would educate people in the two professions at the college, either undergraduate or graduate level?
Well, it's funny you ask. We're actually looking at developing an MS in analytics at this particular point in time.
At Villanova?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're in the process of working on that and trying to flush out the ideas. And basically, what we see is there is a training needed in the data side, understanding how to obtain, process, and work with data. So there's some IT kinds of skills and issues. Moving into data organization, database stuff of that, things of that nature, summarizing, reporting, and all that. So there needs to be that set of skills. Then there needs to be a set of modeling skills which would cover the kinds of things we've been talking about, which are some of the traditional OR kinds of skills in optimization, simulation, and decision analysis, but also looking at data mining, text mining, social network analysis kinds of things. And then the third component would then be understanding applications. So now looking across all the business functions, what are some of the kinds of problems and issues that come up across all the aspects of business, whether it be marketing, finance, ops, whatever. And then kind of finishing up with a practicum where they actually get a chance to work on a realistic or real project, and during the course of that project also learn how to develop some of the soft skills in terms of managing the project, communicating and presenting the results, and dealing with management, and improving their knowledge of the business itself. So that kind of tries to pull all of it together.
So you're also putting your research to work.
Exactly. I mean, really, if you think about it, this study really informed at least for us in terms of how this kind of master's program would actually be designed.
Yeah, I think this is a very good. I think the result help us to define and design the master's program. And I would think that this program is targeting to prepare students to become the applications analyst. But in our program, we also have in the MBA programs that we have a lot of content in analytics. The focus is different, and there we are preparing students to become the user analysts.
Absolutely, and that's exactly right. And we're in the process of putting together an MBA concentration in analytics, and Ben Hong is right on. And that would be more targeted to the kind of the first level user analyst. The MS would be more the application analyst.
So basically, by doing the survey, you've gotten a lot of practical recommendations, more so than many studies that are highly theoretical. And that leads me to my final question, and that's when Informs board members read your paper, or maybe all three of your papers taken together, what would you like them to learn from it in terms of where the society should go, how they should plan for the people who belong to Informs?
Well, I think a lot of it has already had an impact in terms of seeing what Informs has actually done. I think they've made the correct call that they're moving into analytics. I think, you know, they're moving into certification, which is the right thing to do. That's a very open issue now. Our only concern about certification would be that perhaps we need certification at these three different levels that we've talked about, user, application, and research analyst. But other than that, I mean, I think they're moving in the right direction. I think that they will now realize the importance of analytics. It's something which is really changing the whole landscape of how we work and do projects, applied projects within the organization. And so that will become a bigger focus of Informs, and understanding the components of analytics will also, I think, help Informs members, you know, those that are on the education side, to figure out what kind, as we've been talking, what kind of curriculum to offer, but then those on the practice side to figure out what are the correct skill mixes that are necessary to be effective in today's marketplace.
That's all the time we have today. We've been talking with Professors Matthew Liberatore and Wenhong Lo of Villanova University. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Barry, for giving this opportunity.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for listening to the Science of Better podcast by Informs, the Institute for Operations Research and the Management Sciences. For more information about operations research and the series of podcasts, visit us on the web at www.informs.org. Good day, and remember, keep on crunching those numbers.